Shabbos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav 13:6. We continue with the Malach of Tzeda trapping. So here we got the picture of a Tzvi Shenichnas Labayis. The gazelle entered into the house. It's a small house. But while the door is open, of course, the gazelle can get out the front door. Let's say this house has a sliding door. So when a person slides the door, V'nal Echad Bifanav, the person who slides the door now making the gazelle confined to the house to the point that he can grab this gazelle whenever he wants it with a good lunge because it's a small space and a big gazelle. At that point, the guy who closed the door will be chayev because he's the one who trapped it. There's no big chidushim here. That's really consistent with the previous Mishnah. In fact, the whole Mishnah really is going to echo the sentiment we had back in 10:5, that when one person does a malacha by himself, he'll be liable. Now, what about na'lu shnaim? What if the door was slid closed, let's say it's a double door, and each two people closed them together? They work together to close the door, or let's say they, work together to slide it closed. Pturin, they'll both be pater, because as we said before, back in 10:5, we darshan that it has to be ba'asosa, one person who does the malacha, not two people who share doing the malacha, to be chayav medaraisa. They'll both be pater, just an isidur rabbanan. And lo yachol echad linol, if it's not a one-man job, the sliding door is very heavy, and you need two people to slide it closed. So v'na'alu shnayim, if it's a two-man job and two people indeed do close it together, then chayavan, they'll both be chayav, just like we said back on 10:5. You have a big, let's say, loaf of bread that two people are needed to carry, so then if they carry it together, they'll be liable. Exact same principle over here, two guys doing the malacha together. Since it's a two-man job, they'll both be liable. For Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, like he did back in 10:5, and he holds that he had a third drush on that pasuk over there, which the Chum didn't hold of, these or something else, and that being the case, Rabbi Shimon holds, when two people act together to do a malacha, they're never chayev. It just doesn't work like that. You have to do a malacha by yourself entirely to be chayev, says Rabbi Shimon. However, the halacha does not follow him. The halacha is like Tanakama, but if it's a two-man job and they work in concert and both do it together, they both will be chayev midoraisa.